Well, Alex, first of all, I know you're back in pre-season training this morning. So, first day back, what does that entail for you and the players?
To be fair, we didn't actually do a lot today. It was more of sort of like a screening day and sort of getting your heights, weights, that sort of thing, making sure you haven't really got any injuries. And I think tomorrow will be when the fun starts. Well, that won't be much fun for us.
Yeah, fun. I mean, what is going to happen the next few days?
I think tomorrow we've got just like sort of general fitness testing, which is always difficult. And then I think we're off at the weekend, and then from Monday we're full steam ahead, getting us all as fit as we can for the 5th of August.
You hear all these kind of horror stories about players being flogged for the first few days. Is that what it's like, just sprints running, those kind of things?
Yeah, pretty much. It is pretty brutal, to be fair. But if you've kept yourself in all right shape over the summer, you should be fine, which I'm sure all the lads have done. So now I think we're all just looking forward to it starting now and counting down the days until the first game of the season.
Yeah, your summer, you managed to get away on holiday and some time away from football. How key is that?
Yeah, no, it's massive. I went on a couple of holidays, just had a nice relax and kind of tried not to think about football for a couple of weeks, as difficult as that is, and just switch off, really. It's like I was saying to my family the day, I'm back at it now for 11 months with no time off, and you're fully focused for that period of time. You need some time away from football to put things into perspective, really, especially after last season. But now I'm feeling refreshed and raring to go.
The game at Wembley, that defeat in the final, how long did that take to get over, I guess?
Quite a while, probably still not over it now, to be fair. But it's football, isn't it? Someone's always going to have to lose on the day, and unfortunately it was us. But we move on, and hopefully we can go one better this season and get promoted.
So we've seen this last few days, some new signings arrive, two, possibly three strikers, I guess you would say, for your position. So what have you made of the players that have come in so far?
I haven't met any of them yet. I remember playing against Dominic last season when I was at Port Vale, and like, looked a really good player, so that's good. I don't really know too much about the other lads, but I'm sure they'll be full of quality and confidence, and they're raring to go like the rest of us.
Competition for places, so there's at least four strikers raring to go. How much pressure has that put on you?
Nah, I wouldn't put any pressure on myself. Obviously, I'm confident in my own ability, and competition is always good, especially when you're playing in that position where you need to be on your game 99% of the time, 100% of the time. So it's always good to have healthy competition.
Aim then for the season, for you personally, what's that going to be?
To get more goals than last season and stay fit for the whole season. It was a bit frustrating, really. I was a bit stop-start, especially since I came here. I'd sort of get going, get a couple of goals, get injured again, and then it was a little bit frustrating. So if I can keep myself fit and strong, then I'm sure I'll score more goals than I did last year.
And finally, the aim for the team, is it simply to try and get out to the league?
I guess so, yeah. Having come so close last season, I think that's got to be our aim, to go one better this year and get us into the Championship.